World leaders continue to pay tribute to Kofi Annan. The former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient has died at the age of 80. His foundation announced his death in Switzerland today, saying he passed away after a short illness. Before he rose through the ranks as a well-respected diplomat, Annan graduated from Macalester College here in the Twin Cities in 1961 and had visited the campus this past spring. Joining us now is Macalester President Brian Rosenberg. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And first off, our sincere condolences upon hearing the passing of one of your school's most famous alumni.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that.
We know how much of an impact Annan had on a global stage, but what kind of legacy does he leave at Macalester?
A powerful one. He is the most famous and most visible embodiment of the mission of the college. We're a place that focuses a lot on global citizenship and on service and on peace. And Kofi has always been for us a symbol of that and a motivating factor for everyone on campus.
For you personally, how would you describe your interactions with him when he visited the campus?
The most impressive thing about Kofi to me was that in many ways, he was an even more powerful presence in private than he was in public. He treated everyone with respect. He never acted as if he deserved special treatment. He loved Macalester. And so for me, it was always a privilege and always a pleasure to be able to spend time with him. I didn't get to see him that many times, but I feel as if in the now 14 years that I was able to know him, I got to know him pretty well and develop a nice relationship.
How would you summarize his contributions to society?
He is someone who believed that everyone, regardless of nationality or race or economic class, was entitled to basic human rights. And I think over the course of his life and over the course of his career, he really became an embodiment of the fight for human rights and the belief that peace is always better than war. He said that in war, ultimately, there aren't any winners. That was what motivated his life, and I think a lesson that we can all draw from him.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about Kofi Annan?
He had enormous faith in what he called the young people. He really believed that students at Macalester and all over the world had the possibility to make the world a better place. He knew that it took hard work and patience and courage, and he tried to inspire all of us to keep working to make our lives and the lives of others better. And I think that's a powerful legacy and something that we should carry with us every day.
That's Macalester College President Brian Rosenberg talking with us about the passing of former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.